Hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show, and this is where we come together as the faithful, and we shout to the world different things that we absolutely love, and different people we love, and how we absolutely count on the angels and saints, right? So we do that with using this platform to really speak to the whole entire world. So that means you have to step up and you have to make a call so you can make a difference on this nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's right, the Blessed Mother's birthday. So how do you want to shout it to the world? Well, it's one call at a time. How do you go to Mary? How do you lean on our Blessed Mother? How has she been such a spiritual mother to you? How have you learned that she will walk you to her Son? Do you go to Mary? Can you share with us the experience, the relationship you have with our Blessed Mother on her birthday? Well, like I said, folks, it's up to you. I can talk about the Blessed Mother the whole entire hour. I could fill the whole hour plus. But I really want to hear from you, your stories, your journey, how you feel about the Blessed Mother. Let's really change the world one call at a time. And here's how you do it. You dial this number and Matt is ready to answer your call. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're live. It's a call-in show. It's your opportunity to talk all about how you go to Mary and how you honor the Blessed Mother and how you lean on her and you realize she's your spiritual mother. This is your opportunity. Don't sit this out. Don't think somebody else is going to do it. We really and truly need to hear from you. Every call makes a difference. I wish you could read the emails that we get to see here at Take Two. Okay, folks are calling in from all over the world and commenting in saying that they are impacted by the topics they hear on this particular platform and this show, Take Two. We've been going strong for 10 years, and I really want to hear how you lean on the Blessed Mother, how you go to the Blessed Mother. And if your name is Maria or Mary or some version of that is honoring the Blessed Mother, please call in on this special day for her birthday, the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And you can also share by texting how you feel about the Blessed Mother and how you go to the Blessed Mother. All you have to do is text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and how you go to Mary. And just know that message and data rates may apply. So that's the texting feature. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. Okay, but today we are talking about how we go to Mary. I can tell you how I go to Mary. I pray the Memorare many times a day. I just love the Memorare. And I also love praying the Most Holy Rosary. And so I really feel like she's got my hand and she's walking me to her Son, Jesus. It's a beautiful feeling to know that I'm protected by our spiritual mother. She's part of our powerhouse team under the title of Our Lady of Fatima. And we pray to her before each and every show. And it's just so powerful. And I really want to know what you feel about Mary, how you go to Mary. Phone lines are lighting up, but folks are kind of coming in and coming and dropping off. So I want you to stay on the lines to speak to Matt so you can be on air with me and we can really help other folks that are listening. Remember this when you call in to Take Two. There are people that are in their cars that just tripped onto the station on Sirius XM 130. How do we know that? Because we get the emails and they tell us, they said, I just went in the car. I'm just flipping through channels and there you were. And I didn't realize you were a live call-in show. Didn't even know you were a Catholic show. But the topics that you were sharing really had an impact on me. And so this is important work we're doing. It's not just gathering together for a fun, entertaining show, although it can be fun and entertaining. It's really a deep catechetical show to form others that are listening right now in the privacy of their homes, in their cars, behind prison walls, in nursing homes, in hospitals. So when you step up to the plate and you make that phone call, You are making a difference. I just have to remind you of that because we have new listeners each and every time we do the show, and it's important that everybody realizes their part that they play. So I'd love to hear from you. How do you go to Mary? How do you go to the Blessed Mother? Maybe you want to ask a question about the Blessed Mother. Maybe you're unsure how to fit her into your spiritual life. Please call in. Let's talk about it. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And we have Matt on the phones, Michael on the controls, Pedro on social media. I'm waving to everybody. Hi, guys. Oh, boy, did everybody have a great weekend like I did, thinking about the canonizations of St. Pierre Giorgio Frassati and also Saint Carlo Acutis. I got to say it. Oh, I just love saying it. It is amazing. And we can talk about that as well. It was a beautiful coverage that EWTN did. I'm just so excited that we had that opportunity to feel like we were right there in Italy. And seeing his mother just was so, it was so amazing as her son was being canonized. Wow. Okay. We do have a couple open phone lines. That's it. I'd love to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I will tell you, since the, I think by now the folks of Take Two know that I feel very close to Saint Carlo Acutis. But now I'm getting really close to Saint Pierre Giorgio Frassati. I just think his story is amazing. And so I love these newly canonized saints. They are very active. Especially when they are just recently canonized. So let's lean on the saints. Very important. And we have our Blessed Mother, our spiritual mother, who will lead us right to Jesus. That's what she does. She points us to Jesus. And it's so powerful. So on this Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, these phone lines should blow up with everybody calling in, waiting on deck to get on air, to talk about and to share the love they have for the Blessed Mother. Who's with me on this? Let's go. You guys, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And I'm going to get to Maria first in Texas when I come back from this short break. Maria, don't go anywhere. You hear the music. So don't go anywhere. And when I come back, I want to have these phone lines just fill up a couple times so we can keep shouting to the world how much we love the Blessed Mother. Okay, that's what Take Two today is all about. So please call in 833-288-3986. I'll be right back. About how we go to Mary, how we lean on the Blessed Mother, how we bring the Blessed Mother into our spiritual life. So, Maria, hang on. You're going to be first. I just want to share with our listeners a couple new items. We have an ebook, Pray the Most Beloved Marian Novenas, features novenas to the Blessed Virgin Mary that remind us of her love for her spiritual children. The free ebook is available at EWTN.com/annunciation. Okay. And then there's also another feature, that I wanted to share, a new item from EWTNRC.com, St. Carlo Acutis Rosary by Garelli, made in Italy. I love that. New rosary dedicated to St. Carlo Acutis. This rosary is more than a tool for prayer. It's a call to holiness, a silent companion leading us to adore Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, just as Carlo did, with unwavering faith and contagious joy. St. Carlo Acutis Rosary by Garelli, available now at EWTNRC.com. And don't forget to really check out EWTNRC.com for lots of products. Christmas is right around the corner. Okay, just want to remind everybody. And going back to this ebook about the Blessed Virgin Mary, the novenas. These ebooks are very powerful. I just wanted to let you know, because I've gotten a few and they're just really wonderful resources. So keep that in mind. So just check out everything at EWTNRC.com. Okay. Maria is up first from the great state of Texas on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Maria. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Hello. Okay. I'm going to try and get through this without getting so emotional, but I don't know if I'm going to make it. Anyway, so I was sharing with the screener that I I don't even know what to call it other than I saw it. So I guess it's a vision. Many years ago when my mother-in-law was dying, she was like about one day away from dying. And you know, the family's all at her bedside. And everybody started going to the rooms and, you know, resting. Mm-hmm. And I stayed with her and I was at her bedside, you know, praying with her, stroking her hands, stroking her hair, and just being there with her. And my eyes are closed when all of a sudden I started to notice a fragrance of roses.
Mm.
And I was like, what is happening? Where is that coming from? Thinking that maybe someone, you know, how you smell that air freshener or, I don't know, maybe even perfume. And my eyes are still closed. And, of course, my mother-in-law is not, her eyes are closed, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I started seeing, literally seeing, it was like a meadow of the greenest grass you've ever seen.
Oh.
And there was a white painted gazebo. And I'm talking, this is super tiny. I had to strain my eyes to see, what am I seeing? You know,
mm-hmm.
What is this? And it was white, and it was a white gazebo. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the gazebo, something's walking towards me. And I'm like, what is that? You know, and I'm looking, straining, wondering, not knowing what's happening. And she's coming closer and closer and closer. And tiny, she's tiny. And I'm like, what is that? And then, of course, as she got closer, it was Mother Mary. It was Mother Mary walking towards me, and she had her hands by her side, palms up, white, the whitest garment I've ever seen in my whole life, and the tiniest, most purest face of a woman, and just super immaculate and pure and loving, and she was walking towards me.
Mm.
And she had her white dress and her white mantle and a white ribbon around her, the edge of her mantle, and a blue ribbon.
Wow.
And then the roses, innumerable roses. And of course the fragrance, that's where the fragrance was coming from. And I just did not know what to do. I thought, what is happening? And my mother-in-law she was a devout devotee to the Virgin of Guadalupe. But I'm like, who? And so I could not hold it. I couldn't stand it. I was like, oh, that is Mother Mary. What is she doing?
Right.
You know, I thought, I need to open my eyes. I don't know what's going to happen. So I just opened my eyes, and of course she wasn't there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that was my experience with her, and I've had multiple ones, but that's the first one that came to my mind. Mm-hmm. And as I'm sitting here, there's others, but she's always present in my life. Mm-hmm. Always. And even when I don't know it, she's there. About a day later, my mother-in-law died. But I will never, as long as I live, forget that she actually came to take her daughter home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was privileged to be in the presence of that.
Aww.
Happy birthday, Mother Mary.
Yes. Yes. Oh, Maria, you did so well getting through this story. And I know I could hear it in your voice and from your heart and from your soul that this is still so deep of an experience for you. I love that for you, Maria. I love that you had that experience that has always always going to bring you comfort and joy and an inner peace. And it's going to help you with your journey. And when you finally, go to meet the Lord, it's incredible to know that the reality of the Blessed Mother being present. And you got to see that, you got to experience that in his true gift. What would you say, Maria, to all of the folks listening right now, and there could be tens of thousands of folks listening right now, that they're not quite sure how to fit the Blessed Mother into their spiritual life? What would you, having had that experience, say to all of them?
I mean, I don't know what to tell you other than she is there. Mm-hmm. She is loyal. She cares for her children. It has been 32 years since my mother-in-law died, and she is as present to me today as she was that very day. Yeah. And she will never forget her children. She won't care how old she is. My mother-in-law was 72 years old, mm-hmm. or how young they are. Mm-hmm. And she is there. Yeah. We have to just, even in our subconscious, she's there. Amen. I'm telling you, she's there. So just call out her name and say, Mother, help me. Mother, I need you. Mother, thank you for loving me. Mother, mm-hmm. thank you for saying yes mm-hmm. to having our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Thank you. I love you.
Amen. Maria, I love that. And you described how beautiful she was, beyond words, right?
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? For as hard as I've ever tried, I've never seen a replica of that, of her.
Of the
in
image,
the total white garment with the edge, with the blue edge. Maybe somebody out there knows who she is in that in that dress. I've looked and I can't find it.
Interesting.
I don't know. So it was meant for me, just like it's meant for you.
Yeah.
She is ours. No one can take her away from us. No one can ever deny that she is the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Maria, well done. Beautiful. Thank you so much for leading this discussion. And thank you for stepping up and sharing your experience. I know that it has helped. It helped me today. So I know it has helped others. So thank you, Maria. God bless you. We're going to move to Joe in Newport Richey, Florida, listening on Sirius XM 130. Okay, Joe, is that how you say your town? Newport Richey?
Yeah, it's Newport Richey, Florida.
Got it. Okay, got it. Just want to make sure. Okay, Joe, you go right ahead.
Yeah, I want to take this opportunity on the birthday of our Blessed Mother, which is a very providential that I'm getting this opportunity. I want to speak about Monfit's true devotion to Mary from personal experience. I'm 85 now. I made the consecration when I was 26 years old. It changed my life completely. Now, I've been on a journey of something like 60 years or close to that, living this devotion, and it has never stopped obtaining for me tremendous graces. And you would think at my age, you say, okay, been there, done that, okay, you know. Not with Our Lady. This thing is a gift from God. Monfort talks about it. Now, the treatise is called True Devotion to Mary. It's been in the church many years.
Mm-hmm.
John Paul II spoke about it. He said it was a turning point in my life when I made the consecration of Monfort. Kolbe discovered it and became that great saint of Auschwitz. Even the Nazis said, we never saw a man like this, with this courage, with this charity. He impressed even those wicked, hardened men. My point is, it's all in the treatise. Monfort was a prophet. He said, the Holy Spirit has used me to write this, to give it to the church. And he prophesied that the saints of the latter days would be those who practiced this devotion. Now, back at the ranch, Our Lady appeared at Fatima, and confirmed what Monfort said. She said, "My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the way that will lead you to God." Monfort, 200 years before that, spoke of the Immaculate Way of Mary.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "There is no way like it, none, in the entire church, because there's no one like Mary." Of course, unique, totally unique, right. The Immaculate Conception. So now back at the ranch, you make the consecration, you enter into the realm of our Blessed Mother.
Mm-hmm.
She gives you that privilege. The Holy Spirit allows you, her spouse, to enter into that spiritual path. It's a privilege. And your progress along the Immaculate Way of Mary is determined by how much you're willing to put into it.
Mm-hmm.
So some people go the first step, some people the second step, some people the third step, and so forth. Grace upon grace, virtue upon virtue. But very few that I know, and I'm a member of the Legion of Mary, have made the consecration, but they have not discovered the true interior value of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I recommend that people get the treatise, read it about five times, because it's hard to understand. The devil will do everything possible to keep you from making the consecration. Once you make it, he'll try to keep you from progressing in it.
Right.
This is the key. It's the secret. I'm telling you, John Paul had it 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Totus tuus.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Joe, I will tell you, I completely agree with you. That's why you didn't hear a peep out of me as you were speaking. I wanted the whole world to hear you. You're talking about the true devotion to Mary, St. Louis de Montfort's consecration to Mary. And true devotion can be found at EWTNRC.com. And do exactly what Joe said. Read it. Make sure you make the consecration in a genuine way. Make sure you don't let any distractions come into view, like, because that's what the demons want. They want to distract you off of it and make that consecration, but go deeply into the devotion if you're called to do that. But it's called True Devotion to Mary, St. Louis de Montfort, and it's so powerful. Can be found at EWTNRC.com. Joe, I totally agree with you. Absolutely. It's a game changer. And look what it's done for you in your incredible life. And you said you're 85 years young. And so the Blessed Mother never disappoints. Right, Joe?
Unbelievable. I'm telling you, I could never find words. But Monfort lists seven wonderful effects of this devotion, he says.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you the seven wonderful effects. You read those wonderful effects, at first you think it's a little exaggerated, you know. But as you go along year after year, you start to see it. Holy cows, I'm actually progressing in this way. And it's just Our Lady's gift, our Lord's gift to us. It's a gift. From the cross, behold your mother. It's his words. They cannot pass away. Problem is, nobody puts in the time. You've got to say that rosary with all your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to put in that time. It takes sacrifice. But boy, does it pay off.
Yes. Amen. Okay, Joe, you know what? You're going to hear the music in just about 30 seconds. I want to leave it there and let our listeners get the true devotion, and they can read all about it. They can read the promises. They can read the understanding of the consecration, and they can go deeper with Our Lady in their spiritual life. Joe, you knocked it out of the ballpark. Thank you so much from the great state of Florida. Call us again, Joe. God bless you, and thank you for stepping up and sharing in this wonderful conversation we're having about our Blessed Mother. On her birthday, how do we go to Mary? How do we really love the Blessed Mother? Let's talk about it when we come back. Okay, we're getting back to this great discussion we're having about the Blessed Mother on her birthday, how we go to Mary, right? How we absolutely lean on the Blessed Mother. Joe, we're getting already comments about your call. They just absolutely loved it. And same with Maria and her experience, her vision of the Blessed Mother. So please dial in if you have something to say about this. We're going to get to Amy in just a moment. And if you'd like to call in, it's at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I just want to say congratulations and a shout out going out to another one of our longtime EWTN radio partners, Ave Maria Radio, marks an incredible 29 years with us. In addition to producing a number of our shows for us, they also have 5 radio signals serving Ann Arbor, Detroit, Lansing, and Saginaw, Michigan. Congratulations to Mike Jones and his great team at Ave Maria Radio from your friends here at EWTN. Okay, let's get back to the phones. Amy is next. She's a first-time caller from North Dakota on our friends at Real Presence Radio. Amy, take it away.
Hi. No, I was just going to say that the way that I connect with Mary is probably the simplest way through the rosary. And I have given the rosary as a gift to people over the years, kind of, you know, as a way for them to connect with her as well. So,
well, when you're praying the rosary, it's like knitting a crown of roses for the Blessed Mother. You are walking with, you're meditating on the life, the ministry work, the passion, the death, the resurrection of Jesus and his mother, who is so powerful. So this, the rosary is such an incredibly strong prayer. Adam Bly, religious demonologist, he believes it's the best deliverance prayer is the rosary. So I think it's wonderful that you pray the rosary, you connect with the Blessed Mother through the rosary, and you also share the rosary experience and prayer with others. Amy, that is a winner right there.
And
I get frustrated sometimes with Catholics who are like, oh, the rosary is boring. The rosary is boring. The rosary is only boring when you don't understand the absolute power behind it. When you understand the power, when we enter into the mysteries, when we really meditate upon all of the mysteries, you know, the joyful, the sorrowful, the glorious, the luminous mysteries, when we meditate on them deeply and put ourselves in that picture, when we connect, it truly does feel like she is holding our hand. And so that can get us through so many things in this world. So I would love for Catholics, again, to revisit praying the rosary. It is not something that is just you go through it and it's a mindless activity. It is something that allows us to enter into a relationship in a much deeper way. What do you say, Amy?
Yeah. And then I was just going to ask the listeners today, if they could just pray for me and my family, and me and my husband, we're raising 5 kids, and so, you know, it's challenging, and just to try to grow in your own faith and teach your children the faith. So I would appreciate any prayers.
Absolutely. Do you want to give us your husband's first name? We pray by first name. I've got Amy.
Oh yeah, Andrew. Yeah.
And you're A&A. I love that.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And your 5 kids, right? Okay, we got you all in the prayer. Yep, we got you in the prayer book.
Okay.
Now, this was a first-time call. Now, check in with us again on other topics, and so we can stay in touch, okay?
Yes. Okay. All right, thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you. God bless you. What a beautiful call. I love that call. That was great. Okay, let's go to Virginia, and we're going again on Guadalupe Radio Network. I hope I get your name correctly. I would say it Rosaria. Do I have it correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. I
you
love
said
your
it perfectly.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Perfectly. Thank you. I love your name. It's so beautiful. It honors the Blessed Mother.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And happy birthday to her today, our Mama Mary.
Yes.
So I just wanted to share that, first of all, I'm a reverse to the faith. I was a credo Catholic, but I wasn't really well-formed, and I was away from it for years. I didn't come back to the church until my 40s. I'm 70 now, and I just had a series of conversions starting at 40, and the latest one was when I was 61. It was like a really dramatic one. I just wanted to say, so when I came back, I didn't really know any prayers, and especially I'm from another country, so I had learned my Hail Mary and Our Father in a different language. And so when I came back, the first thing I learned was the Hail Mary, and that was my go-to prayer. Then when I was 61, when I had my latest conversion, I was like, my name is Rosaria, actually Maria Rosaria. I was named after Our Lady of the Rosary, and I never prayed the Rosary in my life. I never had. And so I started, I learned it at 61, mm-hmm. and then I've been praying it every day since. And I've seen so many graces. And I'm going to agree with Joe said it so beautifully, but I did I can't think of it now. The dedication to Mother Mary, mm-hmm. the St. Louis Montfort. Yeah, I did that too, and I've seen so many graces in my life.
Beautiful.
But I say the Rosary every day, and I recommend it to everybody. And I want to remind everybody that Our Lady said at Fatima that everybody should say the Rosary if they want mm-hmm. to be in the world. Mm-hmm. And I cannot imagine what would happen if everybody in the world said the Rosary every day.
The world would change. That very much. The world would change and be a much better place if everybody would pray the Rosary. That's what I believe. I think it's a beautiful story. You know, you coming back as what we call a revert, and you coming back and having that, you know, huge conversion experience again, because that's what our life is. Our spiritual life is. It's just constant conversion, right? It's constant, you know, a recommitment, an understanding, a deepening of a relationship. You know, to grow in holiness. And you, by you praying the Rosary, Rosaria, and you having the name that carries Our Lady, I mean, I think it's just so powerful. And I love that God himself stands outside of time, right? So all these years that maybe you didn't get that chance to, or you didn't decide to go deeper in your faith, well, now you have. And that's the most important thing, that you're doing it today. And so God bless you. I just love your heart, and I love that you're so passionate about the Rosary.
Yes, I am. And I'm not going to say that I pray perfectly every day. I do get mm-hmm. distracted, and sometimes I do it while I'm doing the dishes, but I say it every day, and I think that Our Lady will forgive me when I don't say it perfectly the way I should.
You know what? I don't know if there is a perfect way to actually say the Rosary. You know, we're human beings. We have our things we've got to do and things that distract us. And I've done it too, praying the Rosary, driving in a car, praying the Rosary, washing dishes, praying the Rosary, you know, doing my chores. It's. I think I really truly believe in my heart of hearts, it has to do with our intention and how much we love to connect to our Lord and His Mother. So I think it's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing with us today, Rosaria. Please call us again. And I just loved your contribution to this discussion. I wanted to share what Ethan had to say on YouTube. Ethan says, when I have been in serious trouble, our dear mother has showed up without being asked. Like a true mother, she knows our needs, comes to our assistance, and never takes her glance off of us. Wow. That was powerful, Ethan. I hope Rosaria heard that too, and so did Joe, and so did Maria, and so did Amy, because everybody's really excited who's calling in today wanting to share about Our Lady on her birthday. We have a text that came in from Michael. Please pray for my Aunt Dee, who begins chemo today for terminal cancer. She is like a mom to me and loves Jesus. Absolutely, Michael. I'll put your Aunt Dee in the prayer book. Put Aunt D, right underneath Amy and Andrew. So there you go. Aunt D is in the prayer book. If you have something to say about Our Lady and how you go to Mary when you're in trouble or when you want to just get closer to her son, tell us how you do it. Tell us how you bring her into your spiritual life. It's very, very important. So we'd love to hear from you. All you have to do is call in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, we're going to get to Mary Beth. Mary Beth's a first-time caller. She's calling in from Pennsylvania on Sirius XM 130. Okay, Mary Beth, take it away. We've got a lot of Marys calling in today. You take it away, Mary Beth.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. My gosh, this is the first time I ever called into a radio show in my life, so I'm appreciative for you guys wanting to listen. My story is why my parents named me Mary Beth. Mm-hmm. And most of the time I just go by Beth. It was just like a family thing. But way back, my parents had some problems having children. They had a miscarriage. They had a baby infant death. So they prayed and prayed to the Blessed Mother. You know, what should we do? They put their name into an adoption agency, which, by the way, was Catholic. And, prayed for a child. Well, they eventually got a call. It was 8 weeks after I was born. They, you know, got me at the Catholic. It was actually a Catholic adoption agency. Mm-hmm. And because of the intercession of our Blessed Mother, they gave me the name of Mary.
Beautiful.
And, you know, it meant so much to me to have someone that powerful as my patron saint looking over me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even though, you know, Blessed Mother answered their prayers of wanting a baby, not only did she give me to them, but she gave them to me. And to be honest, I could not have asked for a more wonderful set of parents in the universe.
Wow.
And you talk about, well, you could have been given to a richer family, or you could have had this, or you couldn't have had, you know, you could have had something so much better. I'm like, there is nothing better. We never wanted for anything. Mm-hmm. Dinner on the table every night. Parents pushed for my education, sent me to Catholic school for 12 years, and the house was always warm. It was always comfortable. It was full of love.
Beautiful.
And my mom, I remember her teaching me how to pray the rosary. And she passed away in 2007.
Oh.
And I have her rosary.
Oh, wow.
And every time I pray them, I look at the crucifix and how warm it is from mm-hmm. all the prayers she said.
Mm.
And, you know, I just thank Blessed Mother for the relationship. Like, my friend always called my mom Ozzie and Harriet, you know, because they were like the perfect parents.
Right.
You know, caring, loving, but the discipline. You know, it was just such a mm-hmm. wonderful, wonderful love that Blessed Mother put on the three of us. And I ended up being an only child. But my mom always said I was more troubled than 10 kids, though. But I'll argue that. You know, but,
you crack me up. Yeah.
The whole impact
that
she has had on my life. You know, the beauty mm-hmm. of family.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of the love. The beauty of them wanting me to follow Catholicism. I mean, if it wasn't for Aggie and Leo, my mom and dad, I don't know where I would have been spiritually. But being given to such devout people, I have that faith that is it's unshakable. And it's all because of them.
Well, so, and you appreciate it. You appreciate the gift of faith. You appreciate it all, and it is so evident in the way you are communicating this. It's coming directly from your heart and your soul, and you carry the beautiful name, Mary Beth. I love that, and I love how you have such great gratitude and you're just a deep understanding. Like you said, you have your mother's rosary, and it means so much.
Right.
You think about all the depth of prayers and the time that she spent praying for family. You know, that's
right.
That's precious what you just said. And I believe that's going to bear great fruit for you personally, for your family, that the holding on to that appreciation and gratitude, that's going to benefit you now and for all of eternity. It's all those degrees of glory that we attain. You know, we this deeper understanding. It's all about daily conversion. It's all about daily understanding and to deepening our relationship with our Lord. That's beautiful, Mary Beth. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you were a first-time caller. But I don't want this to be the last time, okay?
Oh, absolutely not. I love your show.
Oh,
you
thank
know,
you.
And, you know, God bless you guys and what you do, what you bring to us. But I would ask if you guys could also say a prayer for myself.
Sure.
And my cousin that I live with.
Your cousin, okay. Do you want
to
give a first name?
His name is Jay.
Jay, okay. Got it.
And right now he's working two jobs. He doesn't even get to sleep, just trying to keep his house afloat. I do what I can to help, but it's just not enough right now. And I'm so scared something's going to happen to him, you know, and he's like better part of all the family that I have. So
okay.
I would appreciate it if you guys could just put in a little word with the big guys upstairs.
You got it. Definitely. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. And definitely check in with us again. That was a great call from Mary Beth. Robert, hang on. You called back from St. Augustine, Florida. Hold on. Bob, you're going to be after Robert. I want to share with our listeners, we have a new anchor launch this week with Veronica Dudo, an open line Tuesday, tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern time with Father Wade Menezes on Faith and Family and Fellowship. And there's more to say about EWTN News Nightly new anchor, Veronica Dudo. And so there's so much more I could share, but I'm going to run out of time. But just know that there's a new anchor launch and it's very exciting. And then also Father Wade Menezes. But I want to get to Robert because I'm going to run out of time. Robert, call back from St. Augustine, Florida, Sirius XM 130. Hi, Robert. Welcome.
Hello. I was just calling to share my thoughts on Mary and how I, over the years, have really used biblical scripture to really connect with Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's so much in the Bible that talks about Mary. It gives us the reasons to go to her. From the beginning of Genesis, Eve's no was in direct contrast to Mary's yes to the angel Gabriel. When and then the Lord had said he's going to put enmity between you, Satan, and the woman. He didn't say a woman. He said the woman. He already knew who that woman was going to be. It was our Blessed Mother. And if you go further into Scripture and you look into the Ark of the Covenant, the Holies of the Holies, where in that Ark of the Covenant was the manna, was the Word of God, the commandments, and the staff of the high priest. It was the Holy of the Holies. And guess what Mary had in her womb? She had the Holies of the Holies in her womb. So therefore, she was without sin. She was full of grace. And by the way, the interpretation of the word full of grace does not do it justice. That same word was used for the holies of the holies. It is like overwhelming with grace. I mean, I don't even know if that's the correct word when the angel Gabriel came to her. And obviously her yes had changed, you know, all our lives and the world. But, you know, so when I look at Mary, I see all these biblical, everything that's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And when she goes and visits Elizabeth, I say, how is it the mother of my Lord would come visit me?
Mm-hmm.
And John the Baptist leaped and jumped for joy, as David did in front of the Ark of the Covenant. He leaped and jumped for joy. He danced in front of the Ark of the Covenant. And now John the Baptist is dancing through the new Ark of the Covenant, the Holies right. of the Holies, which was Mary. She is considered, as Scott Hahn has said, that she is like our new covenant, you know. Mm-hmm. Our new Ark, I'm sorry. And, you know, we all know that, you know, through that, and Jesus actually conducted his first miracle on her request.
Mm-hmm. The wedding feast to Cana.
Do whatever mm-hmm. he tells you.
Mm-hmm.
And going all the way through to on the cross, he gave her to John mm-hmm. and John to her. Now, a lot of people, our Protestant brothers and sisters, believe that Mary had other children. Not true. They referred to brothers and sisters, they called them that, and they were cousins. And under Jewish law, Jesus would have had, and he was a follower of Jewish law, he would have had to actually submit her to under one of her brothers, or his brother, if he had a real brother or sister, under their protection. But no, he gave her to John.
Mm-hmm.
And as Fulton Sheen said, when he gave Mary to John, he was giving her to us as our mother.
Spiritual mother.
Mm-hmm. And then in the last Revelations, who is the woman with the stars and the moon, with the baby, who is that? We all know who it is. That is Mary, okay? And so when I look at all this in the scriptures, and I feel somewhat, you know, sorry for some of our Protestant brothers and sisters who, they think we honor Mary. Well, listen, we venerate her. But Jesus, the author of the Ten Commandments, said, honor your mother and your father.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who could honor Mary the most? Jesus. If we can only love her as much as Jesus loved her, because you know he loves her, because he's telling us to honor our mother and father. So he also honors Mary. Therefore, we should. But I believe the Catholic teaching is we venerate her. Okay? So with all this being said, and you really think about it, as a Christian, I mean, we're taught as Catholics about Mary, but a lot of Christians, they want to shun away from Mary, you know, Bible Christians or whatever you want to call them. And really, it hurts me, it pains me, because she is the guidepost that takes us to Jesus.
Hmm.
She points to Jesus.
Right.
And that's what Jesus wants, and that's what she wants. And all her apparitions, every one of those apparitions, from Lourdes to Fatima to Juan Diego, all those Saint Bernadette and Sister Lucia, they consecrated their lives. So powerful, and so many others, consecrated their lives to Mary, to Jesus. And all of our great saints, Maximilian Kolbe, who started the Immaculata, these are great, holy people that were giving us examples. St. John Paul, Pope John Paul II, same. Extreme devotions to Mary. To love her as Jesus commanded, honor your mother and your father. And she is our spiritual mother. And obviously, we know God is our father.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I look at that, and when I'm thinking, I'm doing my rosary, I think of a lot of this. And it all comes together, as I've said before, you know, faith and reason has to come together, like Pope St. John Paul II says, like two wings on a dove. When faith and reason come together, you fly, you soar spiritual. And I hope I kind of explained myself to people maybe are Catholics that maybe can understand now.
Right.
And I probably didn't do everything, but I just didn't, for the sake of time, try to give you my thoughts.
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful. You went through from Genesis to Revelation. You did a great job. You shared your love for the Blessed Mother and how it is written all throughout Scripture. And I do think it helps. It's unfortunate you won't get to hear Bob's call after you, Robert, because I'm not going to be able to get to Bob. But Bob's from Springfield, Massachusetts, listening on Sirius XM 130. And Bob's not Catholic, but he wanted to share some comments and maybe his question or if anything has to ask about the Blessed Mother, maybe it was answered, Bob, through Robert's call. That's the way the Holy Spirit works. It's truly incredible. So I want to thank you, Robert, for calling in and sharing from your heart and your love for Our Lady today. You did it beautifully. Bob, I'm so sorry. You're going to hear the music. There it goes. Bob, you're welcome to call back tomorrow if you want to. I know it's a different topic, but I just feel so bad because you waited to get on and you're not Catholic. And we always want to welcome those that aren't Catholic. They're part of the Take Two family, and you are, Bob. So you can always call back tomorrow. Matt will push you up to the front of the line. Georgia on YouTube says, yellow roses remind me of Our Lady of Lourdes, and Mother Angelica loved yellow roses. That is true. I want to thank the show team today. You did a great job. Matt, Michael, and Pedro. Great job. Thank you to all the affiliates that carry Take Two Live. You're giving your listeners an opportunity to participate in these great discussions that we have. Tomorrow, we're talking about our hardest spiritual battle. Ooh, we're going to really come together and try to unpack this together tomorrow on Take Two. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.